Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello! 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Gather again for the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hi-oh!
Hello! Ooh,
hello!
Hello!
We all
oh my god. Sounds like a sea shanty, sort of.
A female deer. Ray, a drop
today's podcast.
Me, a name I call myself.
Far, long way to run.
So,
right.
My dear.
What's all that noise? Oh, Scotty's microphone is so
Scotty's
loud.
On.
He's on, all right. Scotty, you're on. Oh,
whoa, Scotty, you're on, bro.
Scotty.
Scotty.
This is entertaining. Hello?
Oh, that's loud.
Am I here?
turn it down. Turn it down.
What happened?
Turn it down.
Stop it.
Turn it down. Okay, that's better.
Do it scared.
Say, tune in Tokyo.
What'd I do?
Now I hear me coming back at me.
What are you, in a tin can?
Hello, can you hear us?
No, we can't. Yeah, we can't. I can hear you.
Turn the mic down.
It's either like all or nothing, is what you're saying.
I feel like my...
I'm just going to go away.
And we're echoing back at us.
I'm leaving.
We're at the Super Bowl.
Let's figure this out. Okay,
Lou Gehrig.
That's better. Can we hear you?
No, I keep muting him because I don't want to blow your eardrums out.
No, it's lower now. I heard it at a better volume. Hi, Scotty.
I can't hear you. I'm going home.
You are.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Oh, I can hear you now.
I know, but I can hear me coming back.
Two.
Okay. Just count me out of this one.
Wait, no, we can do this. No. Scotty, turn off the audio on Zoom.
This is awesome.
What am I, Uncle Johnny?
Oh my God.
My brain is bleeding.
Scotty, listen.
He sounds like Rupert.
Go to your computer and sound preferences and select your microphone, not your internal microphone.
Why would you laugh hell?
Oh, say can
no, stop it.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
I muted him.
I think that's better. Is he muted?
I muted him.
I know, but he needs an opportunity to speak on the show, so we can't mute. You can't just mute people if you don't like what they're saying. Well, we can, actually.
Okay, I can unmute him then.
We've made a career of that.
Did you fix it?
What? Okay, wait. We're good. We may be good.
We can't hear him, though.
Talk.
No. He's not there. That's not good.
How about that?
Okay, yes.
I'm good now?
Yes.
Yeah, but we're hearing us.
We're hearing us.
Yep, they're still an echo.
Why are we echoing back?
Do you have a speaker on in there?
No, that's not a speaker. That's not a flatback. That's something that's an input coming back at us.
Is it the Zoom room? Does he need to be muted in the Zoom room?
He's muted in the Zoom room.
No, he doesn't. He didn't get permission for his audio.
All right, I'm just going to leave.
No, this is so fun.
Here's Garrett.
Zoom and clean feed on the same computer.
Yes.
Okay, turn one of them off.
If I turn Zoom off, you won't see me. Then you won't see me anymore.
Yeah, we want to see him, so we should turn off clean feed.
Then you can't
audio settings.
Turn off the audio on Zoom.
Yeah, if you click on the bottom, the little arrow. Click leave audio or whatever.
Look at Gandhi.
Listen, I'm not Uncle Johnny, so I feel like an idiot.
It's pretty close.
How about this? Have a now.
Yes.
Have a now.
Yes.
No,
I'm
still here.
You're still on your internal audio, your microphone. You're not using that microphone.
By the way, if you've been watching this since the very beginning, and you're still here.
Wait, you're recording this?
God bless you.
Scotty, sound preferences, there's got to be input and output, and they both should be saying that microphone.
How much time do we have left, Froggy?
Oh, God. We still have about 10 minutes.
10 minutes of this.
What kind of podcast is this?
Is this what an aneurysm is like?
Froggy and Nate and their health and the strokes and aneurysms. Is that going to happen here?
Seriously, I'm just going to go away.
Hold on.
If you notice, when Scotty talks, it doesn't echo. Scotty, you say something.
I'm talking right now.
It's just us.
That's very good. That you know you're talking.
Yeah, so.
All right, Scary.
All right, Scotty, host.
Listen, Scary, I'm just going to go away. We'll do this tomorrow. You help me later.
I feel bad.
Scary's going to go home and take a nap. He's not going to help you later.
Scotty's leaving. I'm leaving.
Yeah, don't leave, Scotty.
Well, wait a second.
And if Scotty leaves and Elvis leaves, I'm leaving.
All right. I don't know what to do.
Should we just call it a day?
Is this
the podcast?
Is this the podcast?
No, this is dumb.
I love that Scotty turned his video camera off.
No, I didn't.
No. That's Nate.
That's Nate.
Oh, Nate left. Nate took his ball and went home.
Wait, I think I have to.
Welcome to Tampa for the Super Bowl.
All right, let's try to do it like this.
Okay.
No. All right.
Stop talking to yourself.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Now you're going to talk on the phone?
Well, I'm talking to Nate also because I'm still doing the show.
Welcome to Medieval Time! Go ahead and pull yourself out.
I mean, Scotty.
All right, I'm sorry.
I think if Scary just mutes him, it'll stop.
I can mute him. I just muted him.
Oh, God. All right. Do you hear that?
The voice is stopped.
That's the sound of not one person still listening or watching this podcast.
What if it's just us watching our own podcast?
Yeah, I think we ran everyone away.
Oh, poor Scotty.
Do you guys watch the podcast later in the day?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I do.
You all do?
Yeah. Not today.
My kids do. And then I say, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry, and I have to apologize.
My mom watches it sometimes, and then I get a phone call, and this is how I know she's watched it, because I don't answer all the time when she calls me around the time I think she's watched it. She'll say, if you could give me a call and you get a chance, there's just something I would like to discuss with you. I know that means that I said something that I should not. That makes her
Isn't
very
it hysterical?
Unproud.
It's so funny to me that we're the age we are, and we still get in trouble with our parents.
Yeah, because when I think back when I was a small child and my parents were 45. I don't think their parents called them and said, "Hey, I need to talk about something you said."
Well, they didn't have a show.
Right, they weren't on the radio.
Oh, that's cool.
Long distance charge.
So I could tell Froggy this now, since he is going to the Super Bowl. I was willing to pay your son some money to unplug the TV during Tampa Bay's first touchdown of the Super Bowl just to get your reaction. And he was into it.
What?
Oh, my God.
He was into it?
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah, we're actually going to do it over the weekend, but he got so into the game, he totally forgot that him and I had this deal. So
who do I
hence
live
why
with?
Lisa...
Lisa records me Lisa... secretly. He's going to unplug the television. Like, who? I live with people
I know
who
your
are
family's
here.
In cahoots
no,
with me, but...
Don't trust Froggy. A soul.
Yeah.
Froggy, we're going to pay Caden to start chanting, "Let's go Chiefs" at the game.
Oh, that won't happen.
Oh, could you imagine?
Wow. You have to pay him a lot of money.
So I told Caden, I go, "I guess we're not doing this bit." And he goes, "Well, I'm going to have to just turn the lights off at the Super Bowl." And I go, "Good luck with that."
It happened.
Wow, that was close. That would have been a bad moment in the Froggy house.
Yeah, that would have been really bad.
It would have been great for the show.
Hey, oh, I've Nate? Seen, but I've seen those moments with Froggy, like when he gets real pissed. It's like,
you guys make it
seem
like I'm some monster, like I lose my
no.
shit all the time.
Oh, no, no, no. But that one time that you did lose your shit, remember?
Okay, I've known you for I've known you for 16 years now. I lost my shit
one time.
One time. I think that's a pretty good record.
And to be honest, what you lost your shit over was worth it.
Okay,
I know, but
you.
Let me ask you a question. What is worse than a friend recalling the time you lost your shit? You're like, oh, I have to relive this again. Danielle,
I locked myself in the bathroom because I was in.
That
like,
was
ooh.
Bad. But I was right, Danielle?
Yes, you were correct.
Well, you're not filling in the blanks. Tell us the story.
Okay.
So we got to move on.
So we were celebrating Lisa's birthday, and a whole bunch of the ladies got together, and we rented a car. And actually, we got the car through a Froggy friend.
Right, and it was
and
free.
One of the girls threw up all over the car and made a mess. And Frog, we got it for free, and it was lent to us by a friend, you know. And she threw up because she was wasted, and she couldn't handle her alcohol. So Froggy was real pissed because, you know, I mean, we're responsible for that car because it's a friend's. Right. So it was not good. He was not happy.
Right.
Was this friend named Danielle Monero?
No,
it wasn't Danielle.
Not.
And I'll tell you, Danielle was texting me while it was happening. She's like, "I'm so sorry. What can I do to help? What can we do? Because I know we didn't. It was bad. But there was,
I
did lose my shit. But all I did was scream and yell. It was nothing physical.
Did was yell.
I just yelled.
She didn't lose her shit. You know what I'm saying?
that would have been worse.
Yeah.
Hey, Straight Nate's back. Hi, Straight Nate.
Oh, hey.
Where'd you go?
Here.
You didn't go get a haircut, but where'd
I'm
you go?
Plates here.
Wait,
I'm talking to Jeff. Jeff's trying to fix something for me.
Does anyone think Nate looks like Napoleon Dynamite today?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think more like what's the crazy scientist name in Back to the Future? He looks more like that guy.
Hey, future boy.
Yeah, well, you know who
Doc.
Look like, Elvis?
Who?
I look like Prince Albert from Victoria.
No, he's hot.
Shit.
Your hair. He has the hair. The hair, the face,
does,
not so
he
much.
He does have the flip hair over the
but
face.
But admit it, from the profile, I look a little bit like him.
Oh, this is...
Turn sideways.
No, he's
Turn
hot.
Sideways.
He's hotter.
Well, your mic's in your way. We can't see your...
No, really, I will tell you, if you're not watching Victoria, the guy who plays Prince Albert, nowhere near as hot as the Duke of Hastings on Bridgerton. Not at all. Mm. But he's... pretty fucking hot. And so I said, "Nate, you got to watch." So Nate said, "I'll watch it then." I'm like, "Really? You're into hot guys?"
You know, I'm not really into hot guys. I mean, I appreciate a very attractive man, you know?
I will tell
I feel
you that
like
lighting...
Nate looks at hot guys and is like, "I'm hotter," and compares all the features.
No,
to
yeah,
guys.
Absolutely. There are times where Elvis will say some guy's hot, and I go, "Please."
By the way, I love that lighting on your forehead. It looks great.
This lighting here sucks. And Scotty's station is so messy.
But, look at Dave Brody's lighting. His face is like equally lighted. Yep. Looks good. Garrett looks good. Scary's glowing. Danielle and Gandhi. And Froggy's got a little bit of a shadow, but it looks kind of
It's coming off my forehead. If I could get like...
No, it's not.
It's
avant-garde in front of that brick wall. I still have the old Jingle Ball background.
Yes. Did you order a new one? You said you ordered them.
We ordered a new one.
That's good.
Keep it up until next Jingle Ball.
Yeah, why not? All right, so what are we doing? How much time do we have? We haven't even started. No, we're not. We haven't even started. No.
3 minutes.
I think we're done. Oh, no.
3 minutes.
Did we include?
We haven't done anything.
Who?
We got nothing. Screamed at in the ears by Scotty. We heard a lot of echoes. Danielle made some noises.
Yeah.
We heard about Froggy's flip out. Oh. Look, Scotty's back.
Hi, Scotty.
Let's see if it works. Let's see, ready? See if it works now.
Scotty, turn your mic on.
Are you, my mic's not even here.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, so it's off his computer then. Yeah, so scary. He's using the internal microphone on the computer.
Yeah.
Sounds much better. I mean, it echoes a little bit. No. Anyway, well.
I'm leaving.
Well, no, we are.
No, now you sound okay, and we don't hear ourselves back.
A little bit.
I must be using the computer mic.
Whose room are you in? Where are you?
I'm in the office. We're having some work done downstairs, so this is now also our kitchen.
Oh.
Hello, Kitty. Hello,
remember that fridge?
Hello, Kitty.
I stole it.
What about the chair you're on? You're on a very porn-esque chair.
Yeah.
That's a COVID catcher if I've ever seen one. Look at that.
Oh, what is that?
That absorbs the vid.
What animal did you skin?
It's furry. I don't know.
All right. Well, this has been a podcast about nothing.
Who's that?
That's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
I feel like I should cover up. Little kids, conduits for disease.
All right, well, can someone second the motion to stop this?
I second the motion.
Second.
Oh, no, all at once. All right, bye.
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 The 15-Minute Morning Show.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.